Asthma. Asthma is a chronic inflammatory disorder of the airways, resulting in episodes of wheezing, breathlessness, chest tightness, and coughing, especially at night or early morning. It is characterized by airflow obstruction that is reversible with treatment. Pathophysiology of asthma. Asthma occurs when environmental triggers cause the immune system to misfire. These triggers include allergens, like pollen, irritants, like smoke, and stress. They lead to airway inflammation, bronchoconstriction, tightening of the muscles around the airways, and increased mucus production. Key symptoms of asthma. Clinical manifestations include wheezing, dyspnea, shortness of breath, chest tightness, and a persistent cough. Recognizing these early can prevent exacerbations. Diagnostics. Pulmonary function tests, PFTs, including spirometry, are used for diagnosis. The forced expiratory volume in 1 second, FEV1, and the FEV1 to forced vital capacity, FVC ratio, are particularly important. A decrease in these values suggests obstruction. Management of asthma. Treatment consists of avoidance of triggers, quick relief medications like short-acting beta agonists such as albuterol, and long-term control with inhaled corticosteroids. Educate patients about inhaler techniques and adherence to medication regimens. NCLEX focus. Prioritize knowing the differences between quick relief and long-term control medications, the importance of peak flow monitoring, and managing asthma action plans. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. COPD is a group of progressive lung diseases, mainly including emphysema and chronic bronchitis, characterized by irreversible airflow limitation. Pathophysiology of COPD. Emphysema is marked by destruction of alveoli, leading to impaired gas exchange. Chronic bronchitis is inflammation of the bronchial tubes, causing mucus buildup and obstructed airflow. Smoking is the primary etiological factor. Key symptoms of COPD include chronic cough, sputum production, and progressive dyspnea. Look for signs of barrel chest, cyanosis, blue tint to skin due to lack of oxygen, and use of accessory muscles for breathing. Diagnostics. Use spirometry for diagnosis, noting FEV1 to FVC ratio less than 70% post-bronchodilator. It's critical to assess arterial blood gases for respiratory acidosis in advanced stages. Management of COPD, smoking cessation, bronchodilators, such as long-acting beta agonists, corticosteroids, and oxygen therapy are mainstays. Pulmonary rehabilitation and flu vaccines are crucial. NCLEX focus. Emphasize management strategies, oxygen safety, and differentiating between emphysema and chronic bronchitis.